And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. As we get closer to the election, these two subjects dominate the conversation. Each of my guests will discuss either business or politics. My next guest is the Republican candidate running for California State Senate. We'll discuss his bid for election in November. Mike Stoker is a former Santa Barbara County Supervisor running for the California Senate from the 19th District that ranges from Orcott to Camarillo and includes part of Santa Clarita. He's one of only two county supervisors in the state asked to participate in the California Economic Summit. Governing Magazine named Mike the 1993 Most Valuable Public Official in County Government in America. The first public official recognized for his work that significantly improved the business climate in Santa Barbara County by the Coalition of Labor, Agriculture, and Business. He's a former Public Official of the Year by the Central Coast Commission for Senior Citizens, and interestingly enough, Mike is an Eagle Scout. Mike received his law degree from Loyola Law School. He graduated from UC Berkeley and attended Moorpark College. He's an alumnus of Camarillo High School, joining us from the campaign trail. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill, and great to be with you.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest here on the show. And as I said, you're out on the campaign trail. You're meeting citizens in both Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. As you're out there on the trail, what do you see as the issues that are most important to Ventura County voters?
Well, I mean, I think what I'm hearing from the voters, and it's one of the reasons why I decided to run, is, you know, I know I'm going to bring a fresh and a new and a different perspective to Sacramento. I think a lot of our problems in the state are self-inflicted by policies, rules, laws, regulations we pass in Sacramento. You know, we have one of the most beautiful states. I'm a native Californian here. We're located on the Pacific Rim. We have incredible resources, and yet we now rank number 49 or 50 in job creation, in bond rating, in education, and a lot of that's as a result of us being rated number 49 or 50 in overregulation and overtaxation. And I think what people are really wanting to see is let's get back to doing things that the way we used to in regards to what led California to being the Golden State. And I often remind people, and I'm a Republican, but I'm proud. I'm the only person running that has bipartisan support from elected or formerly elected leaders in the Central Coast of the other party. And I think that's because over the years when I was on the Board of Supervisors, Democrats and independents, I was a guy that reached across the aisle to get things done and always worked in a bipartisan way. And for years, when I'm out there on the stump given speeches, which I do a lot, whether I'm running for office or not, people often want me to talk about the whole business climate, where we're at and how we got here and what we need to do to make it better again. You know, I remind people it's not about going out there and creating some new approach. We go back to who I thought was one of the greatest governors we had in this state was Governor Pat Brown. Governor Pat Brown was the infrastructure governor. If I showed you Governor Brown's quotes, Pat Brown's quotes, you would think they're Mike Stoker quotes, where he was saying, California to be number one, we have to be number one in job creation. And to be number one in job creation, we have to be the most business-friendly state in the country. And if we are, businesses will want to be here, and they will come here. And when they come here, they'll bring those jobs, and those jobs will generate more additional revenues. Well, we've gone from the Governor Pat Brown days of being the most business-friendly state to being the most business hostile state. And Professor Varzney, the dean of business school at Cal State Sacramento, in 2009 finally put out a study with empirical data that proved what I've been talking about for 10 to 15 years. And what Professor Varzney showed was from 2000 to 2009, due to overregulation in this state, and he basically defined overregulation as a law, rule, or regulation that we have in this state that not one other state has. Not even a Massachusetts or an Oregon or a Rhode Island or a Washington. Not one other state has, but we do. And he showed that from 2000 to 2009, we lost 4 million jobs due to that overregulation. Those 4 million jobs alone equated in 2009 to $16.2 billion the state of California lost in revenues that would have been in the budget that we've lost every year since, and actually increases every year when you adjust it for inflation. So, you know, we got to get back. You know, so much will change in this state if we became a business-friendly state, if we focus on regulatory reform, and as the businesses start coming back and we create more jobs, the revenues will be there, and we won't be having these annual debates that we have where every year the state legislators, you know, decide how much money are they going to steal from city, counties, and schools because they don't have enough money to balance their budget. And that's where we've been, and that's why we're so dysfunctional. So, no, that's what they're talking about. They want to see us to get back to the basics that made California great. And again, you know, it's what we've done has been self-inflicted. The good news is we have so much with this state to offer. You change some of these crazy policies and you go back in a different direction and become a business-friendly state and focus on regulatory reform. Then all the things that we care about, whether it's education, whether it's health care, you know, whether it's services for our seniors or services for our kids, that's why we were the Golden State and had the money to do all those things in the 60s because of all the businesses that were generated here because of the business-friendly atmosphere that Governor Pat Brown laid out, appropriately so.
My guest is Mike Stoker. He's running for the California State Senate from the 19th District. So, Mike, let me ask you, if you were elected, you're going to enter into Sacramento, an environment that is noted for its gridlock. If you get there, what will you do to break the logjam in the Senate and govern if you are elected?
Well, I think there's two things. Number one, you know, I'm running against an opponent who's well known for being as partisan as you get and never goes against her party. I'm well known for being very bipartisan, and I do what's right whether my party's for it or not. And the most recent example of a position we both took, me against my party, her, you know, supporting what her party wanted, we had the open primary on the ballot, which passed. The parties were against that, both parties, and they were against it because I think they understand that you get extremes from the left and the right under that system, and you get candidates that you can better control. I really believe, and if you look at states that went to an open primary system, it won't happen overnight. It'll get better with this election, and in over a couple of election cycles, what you're going to see is a lot more Republicans like me that get elected, and a lot more what are called blue dog Democrats. Blue dog Democrats are your Chamber of Commerce Democrats, not Democrats that think the solution is always raising our taxes, you know, that are pro-job Democrats. You're already going to see several more blue dog Democrats get elected in this cycle due to the open primary, and I think every 2 years with each subsequent election. So you're going to start seeing a coalition of people like me with those blue dog Democrats that are, I think, going to have a lot of common ground. Another area that is unique to me, I've had a lot of dealings as an attorney and in the politics I've been involved with agriculture. Governor Wilson named me, and I served as chairman of the California Agricultural Labor Relations Board. I work very close with a lot of Latino strawberry growers that are, you know, located in, from Oxnard up to Watsonville. Because of that relationship I have working with them and advocating things that they're in favor of, it's going to be a natural fit for me. Day one, when I get there, I'm going to be reaching out to the Latino caucus and say, hey, I'm a Republican that's going to work with you. And that's going to be a group of folks. When you go to Sacramento and you look at labor issues, what's good for jobs that the environmental caucus is generally against, the Latino caucus will stand with the jobs. They'll go against the environmental caucus. And so that's going to be a caucus I work very, very closely with. And last thing, you know, back to what I plan on doing, you know, when I get in there, to cut wasteful spending in government, which will free up a lot, billions of dollars. The estimates are up to $10 to $11 billion if we were to streamline and consolidate and go through a downsizing of state government. We right now have in this state, we have 5,800 boards, commissions, agencies, and departments. We have boards and commissions that were created in the 1800s. We've never gone through a reorganization type of approach in terms of what can be consolidated to make it more efficient. The estimates are if we were to do that, we could save up to $10 billion. If we had $10 billion right now, we wouldn't have a budget crisis, and we wouldn't have Governor Brown saying that we have to pass his tax increase proposal and raise sales taxes to make it the highest in the country, raise income taxes to make it number 49 out of 50 in the country in terms of how much we pay. He wouldn't be saying we have to do that or have all these draconian cuts if we had that $10 billion through a reorganization. And what I'm planning on doing, the first bill I'm going to author, and it's kind of patterned after the old Federal Base Closure Commission approach in the 1990s, I'm going to author a bill that will create a blue ribbon commission of independent Democrat and Republican CEOs to CFOs. They're going to have 9 months to do a top-to-bottom review of state government and submit their review and recommendations to the state legislature, just like the Base Closure Commission would submit it to the Congress. The legislature, and the current legislature, I would expect would vote it down because most of them are beholden to the state public employee unions, and they won't do anything that will eliminate one state job, which is why not one Democrat in the Assembly or the Senate last February would even support their own Democrat Governor Jerry Brown's pension reform package, because they wouldn't cross the state state public employee unions. My opponent, like them, would not support Jerry Brown and his pension reform package. Like them, will not support this budget review reorganization plan that could save $10 billion. And what I would do is they probably would vote it down, but now you would have had all the findings in terms of this is what we recommend. If they vote it down, with all my connections to the people involved with the California Business Roundtable, I intend to raise the money, and California need to raise about $1 million to qualify an initiative for the ballot, and take that budget reorganization plan to the voters of California and say, by making a more efficient government, we don't cut one service, we don't cut anything that you're getting. What we're doing is saving the money so we won't have to cut services. You take that to a vote of the people, and I bet we could pass that through the initiative process with 70% of the vote. So those are three things I'm going to become very close with the Latino caucus. I'm going to be working to get this bill passed, and if not, take it to the initiative process. I think what you're going to have with me is you have somebody that, I think you're going to have a real strong working relationship in a bipartisan way. I've always reached out to my blue dog Democrat friends because, frankly, you look at philosophically where I'm at and where blue dog Democrats are. And from if you take the whole spectrum from the left to the right, we're basically both in the middle, very closely aligned. It's just that they have a Democrat at the end of their name for election purposes, and I have I'm a Republican. But philosophically, when it comes to budget reform and pension reform and regulatory reform, we're very, very closely aligned, and I think that's where you're going to see a lot of us working to break that gridlock in Sacramento.
My guest is Mike Stoker. He's running for the California State Senate from the 19th District. So, Mike, let's get into some specifics if we can. One of the big things on most people's minds in California right now is the economy and jobs. If elected, what will you do to spur jobs, job growth, and the economy?
Well, as I've said, I'm going to focus in on regulatory reform, that Varzney report. And by the way, if any of your listeners want it, just email me or call me. I'm one of those crazy guys that I like to be accessible. If you look in the ballot statement under my statement that I submitted, I actually give my personal cell number so everybody can call me, and my personal email address, which is mikestoker@aol.com, and my personal cell is 805-708-9100. I'll be more than happy to email you the Varzney report that shows that we could start getting those jobs back. We've lost $16 billion a year by having regulatory reform, bringing those jobs back, creating those revenues from those jobs that go into the budget. What you would end up getting is, we would reverse that trend, and, on an annual basis, we could start getting $2 to $3, $4 billion of it back. Businesses want to be in California. They're not going to all these other states because they hate being in one of the most beautiful states on the Pacific Rim with some of the best natural resources in the country. They're going there because of self-inflicted policies that have been created in Sacramento that are where they go, it's just too much. So that's where I'm putting my focus, and that's what brings back the jobs. My opponent always wants to talk about green jobs, and I'm all for green jobs. I'm for every type of job we can get. Austin has taken, state of Texas, and a lot of them are going to Austin, state of Texas has been the number one attractor of green jobs in the country. So the jobs, even my opponent, who, you know, is a diehard environmentalist and wants to talk about the green jobs, all those green jobs that should have been in this state, they're even going to Texas because of the overregulation. So that's where you need to have, you know, you need to elect somebody that really gets it, understands this issue, and truly will focus on this issue to solve it. You know, my opponent, when she was in the assembly, there were 6 years of California Chamber of Commerce every year puts out what they call job-killing bills. And it can be 5, it can be 100. It's whatever bills they objectively look at and assess, and they come to the conclusion, do not pass this or we're going to lose California jobs. You're going to put California jobs out of business, or you're going to make it impossible to attract California jobs to California. She had 92 votes in her 6 years and voted against the California Chamber 92 out of 92 times on those bills. Now, that's the problem. It's that kind of attitude and having a Democratic legislature with her kind of philosophy that has led to this incredible overregulation. And again, think what I said earlier. We talked about a study, the Varzney Report, that talks about overregulation and defines it basically as a law or a rule or regulation we have that not one other state has put on the books. You know, if we were to pass a good law, you know, and be the first to do it, eventually there'd be a second state or a third or a fourth. We're talking thousands of laws that we're the only state to have these kind of laws on the books that are running our businesses that should have been California businesses to all these other states. So that's where the focus is going to be.
All right. My guest is Mike Stoker, running for the California Senate from the 19th District. Mike, you've probably piqued the interest of many of my listeners. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about your candidacy, where would you direct them to go?
Well, feel free to email me and give me your contact number, and I'll call them back or call me on my cell phone. Again, that's MikeStoker@AOL.com, or my cell is 805-708-9100. And then you can get a lot of information of my background, what I've done, what I'll be doing, what my positions are on my website, which is www.StokerForSenate.com. One of the things I love about this campaign, and what a lot of people don't realize, because I'm very, very well known in Santa Barbara County, where I've served on the Board of Supervisors, Ventura County is my home. I grew up in Camarillo. My mom and dad still live in the house I grew up. Ventura County is my home, and what I'm really loving about this race, being down, you know, where I grew up, I mean, what an honor to be the state senator for Ventura County, Western Ventura County, which is really that's my home, where I grew up, where I know so many people, and I'm not going to let Ventura County down.
That is great. My guest has been Mike Stoker, running for the California Senate. Mike, thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, too. Have a good day.